Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 12th year of my weekly Angel Healing House radio program. My name is Claire Candy Hoff, and my name is also Angel Ariel, as I had an angelic walk-in experience on January 11th of 2003, which I write about in my award-winning number one Amazon International bestseller, I Am an Angelic Walk-in, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. Welcome back to my regular listeners and my followers. A big welcome to those who are listening for the very first time and for those who are new through my full-time business, Angel Healing House, which I created in 2003. I'm a Reiki master teacher, having taught and attuned hundreds and hundreds of Reiki practitioners and master teachers around the world. I'm an intuitive counselor, channel, clairvoyant tarot card reader, and I do past life clearings and ancestral healings, and I offer Reiki energy clearings and healings to give direction and clarity. To book any of my services, please do phone me at Angel Healing House, and that number is 831-277-3716, and that's Eastern Standard Time. Or you can visit my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And yes, for those listeners, longtime listeners out there, I did say Eastern Standard Time. If you're out there and you are listening or have called in or and are on the switchboard, I apologize for today's mix-up in time. My husband and I just made a move from the West Coast to the East Coast in the United States. Our belongings got moved, but I failed to move or adjust the time zone for my show on Blog Talk Radio. So this week's, today's show is at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But starting next week, it will change to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And let's just say, fingers crossed. So thank you to those people who have made donations for my free content. Perhaps you have received a free mini angel reading and you'd like to donate. I have left my PayPal link in the description box down below with all of my contact details. As I said, I can see that we have several callers that found me at this different time. If you'd like to call in for a free mini angel reading, please do call in on 646 716-6794. And do remember that I start to pick up calls around 20, 25 minutes past the hour. But before we take callers here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio, let's do as we do each week and look into the astrological heavens to see how the energies are affecting us. Happy August, everyone. And for many, this will not only feel like a new month, but a whole new way of being in the world. And that is certainly my husband Pete and myself's new outlook with a new place we are living in. But this new outlook, even if you don't change locations, may not look like any world that you have known before, especially for those who have listened to their intuition and taken inspired action, no matter what their logic, rationale, or egoic mind interjected with. For many, the entering of the second half of 2023 will have a whole different feel about it because we've expanded our consciousness at a massively accelerated rate, and many in the collective are now coming into a fully galactic human state. This is much more than being able to connect with or channel spirit. For the posse of angels, this is my angelic family, who I am part of as Angel Ariel. The posse of angels and I are sharing that many are now becoming what they hope to be in contact with. The easiest explanation of where many find themselves now is that we can be the walking representatives of cosmic galactic energies in our waking state. Now, the posse of angels is sharing that many of us have been connecting in our meditative or sleeping state, but now we have infinite access to it at any time. This opens amazing opportunities for a limitless increase in our access to information, light, healing, love, and, of course, manifestations. Our energy fields are so wide and powerful at this time that it makes us feel strange and dazed as though we are outside of ourselves. I guess in many cases we are, because our consciousness knows how infinite and multidimensional that we are, and so much more than these limited physical forms that we are in as spirit. As our bodies have integrated the massive amounts of energetic downloads that we were bombarded with in May, June, and July to physically get us to this stage, our brains were dealing with changes as many went from beta states to alpha to theta to delta and omega and beyond. And yes, this may result in many feeling a sense of being woozy or unstable, but it's just another indicator in a long line of ascension symptoms that we have previously experienced. And when compared to the ferocity of those former symptoms, well, many will find these symptoms as a mild, somewhat minor inconvenience. I was recently asked to share what I perceived to be a spiritual download, and I explained that it was an instantaneous influx of information from God's source creator. This can come in the form of instant realizations, messages in dreams that someone needs to hear in that exact moment. I often perceive it, perhaps it comes through as channeled automatic writing, or it can come in the way that you perceive through information, through lyrics of songs. I get so many signs and messages from my posse of angels, my angelic family, through lyrics of songs. Maybe we can get the information from an unexpected person at an unexpected time. We can open ourselves to be more receptive to this information from God's source creator by continuing to keep our vibrational frequency high, bright, and clear, and by developing our relationship to spirit in the universe by asking it to communicate with us through those signs and messages. Like any practice that we diligently follow over time, we will become accustomed and able to achieve and receive channel downloads on a very regular basis. Now, starting off on August the 1st, we had a full moon, and each month's full moon has a special name that represents the energy of something in the natural world. This moon had two names. The first one was the grain moon, as this is a time to start gathering the harvest in preparation for the fall-autumn months in the Northern Hemisphere. And the second name was the sturgeon moon. The word sturgeon means stirrer, S-T-I-R-R-E-R. And this fish can live to 150 years because they tend to live at the bottom of the lakes, stirring up the mud as it looks for food. But in August, they rise from the deep towards the surface. Now, this rising of the sturgeon is reflecting those parts of ourselves that have been hidden for a long time in the deep. Perhaps we were yearning to serve in a new way, and yet we have doubts to take action that we may not be able to do what is being asked of us. But August will bring many those opportunities and offers of being of service in new ways, and we may have to face and confront our fears and actually step forward doing what our heart is longing for. The expression of feel the fear and do it anyway comes to mind. It's interesting that very, very large sturgeon have been mistaken for sea monsters, bringing the Loch Ness Monster to mind. Many of us hold on to old programming, really illusions, that hide in our emotional depths as scary creatures, too terrifying to face, that keeps us frozen in the past. It's only once we allow it to surface, shine a light on it, and face it head on, does a lot of the scariness, which is really only the unknown, begin to lose its stranglehold on us. For this fish to have survived millions of years by adapting and preserving, it is teaching us, and persevering, it is teaching us just how powerful and resilient each one of us is. Just think back over the last 3 years, how much we were lied to, and the trauma, and the uncertainty, and how much each one of us has endured and survived. In fact, think back to the end of last year as to what you wish to see accomplished in this brand new year of 2023. For me, at the end of last year, I wished and I wished and I wished to move, and lo and behold, Pete and I moved from the West Coast into our brand new place on the East Coast on August the 1st. Allow the energy of this determined fish to help push you through any hurdles you may come across in order to achieve your goals and intentions. Now, to help us flow with these energies, it would be helpful to place our focus on things like gratitude, on things like reaping, harvesting, flourishing, flexibility, and, like the good old sturgeon, perseverance. Remember, don't beat yourself up if you have procrastinated in any way and not honored your deep desires with inspired actions. Maybe you just got scared, or maybe it was in the two, you thought it was not going to work out for you. But don't beat yourself up. In any case, we can always dust ourselves off and action a new plan to try again, because after all, each one of us is a divine, multidimensional, infinite possibility. This has gotten us ready for an amazing opportunity for growth, creation, and transformation. As we approach the Lion's Gate portal, this is this coming week on August the 8th, or 8-8, the light codes of the 8-8 gateway portal will cause a massive surge of light and evolution into our mastery. In order to take full advantage of this golden opportunity, of this huge cosmic breakthrough, it will help tremendously to understand why the Lion's Gate portal has always been such a big deal, made even bigger here in 2023, because many in the collective have now made themselves clear by releasing lifetimes and lifetimes of negative self-defeating karma and created space to be able to really feel these incredible revitalizing energies. Firstly, while many people focus solely on the August date, in actual fact, the Gateway Portal opened way back on July 26th, and it remains open till August 12th. Now, during this time, the star Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, the Earth and Orion constellation align in the sky to open this gateway, which releases an immense downpour of brilliant light and positive energies. Each year at this time, this intense light has ignited our previously inactive, tampered with DNA to come alive again. And each year, it helped incrementally to get us to our present-day physical forms. The transmission of this intense high-frequency energy is awakening and triggering us to remember our divine, eternal, multidimensional natures, and yes, our infinite potential. The peak date of this 16-day gateway is the 8-8, when the energy is at its brightest and most vibrant, and this is why some people call this the luckiest day of the year. 8 is in many cultures a number of wealth, prosperity, abundance, financial luck. When the sun roars through the sign of Leo on this day, there are many who see it as the perfect time to manifest a much longed for, heartfelt desire that seemed elusive and out of reach. The number 8 is one of increases in our amount of joy. So we can use this downpouring of cosmic light and radiance to break through and break down any illusions of barriers that we may still hold on to, either consciously or unconsciously, and go after our heartfelt dreams and live our lives with great conscious intention. Now, with not one, but two super moons in the month of August, one is at the beginning and was on August the 1st, and one is going to be at the end. This will be like no other month we've ever experienced. And this rare phenomenon of two super moons in a month will not occur for another 14 years. This Aquarius full moon is ruled by Uranus, the planet of radical change, unexpected events, and unpredictability. Now, this is a very destabilizing energy as it thrives on shaking our lives up, breaking patterns, and delivering surprises that really do catch us off guard. And if you automatically think that being caught off guard is bad, well, winning millions in the jackpot lottery could also shake one's life up too. For many, this will be a month of divine intervention, serendipitous encounters, unimaginable abundance, blessings, and miraculous breakthroughs. One could say that the stars are aligning and the universe is finally listening and delivering much hoped and wished for news. The way to approach August, I guess you could say it would be expect the unexpected, expect unforeseen, fortunate, miraculous, even bizarre twists of fate to enter your life. And I will break this down to the four signs. Water signs, you water signs out there, under this full moon, you're being encouraged to get rid of your baggage. This includes people and yourselves holding you back. All of you fire signs out there, of which my rising is Sag, we are awakening to release our past and shifting them towards our destiny and aligning them with our purpose and blessings. Earth signs, like my Pete, who's a Taurian, you are going to experience important changes which will lead you into a better life. And my sun sign, air signs, Gemini, Aquarius, and my sun sign Libra, we are breaking from past limitations as blockages are being removed. And all I can say is, hallelujah, air signs are shifting years ahead and all your soon-to-be's are becoming finally here in the present moment. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio, which will air next week, fingers crossed, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as my husband Pete and I have moved from the West Coast, California, to the beautiful, beautiful East Coast here. And now we are in different time zones. And I saw lots of people just popped up into the switchboard. If you'd like to call in for a free mini angel reading, please do call in on 646-716-6794. Without further ado, since there are so many people there now, let's go to our first caller. We have 718. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. And tell us your name and where you're calling from, 718.
Hi, from New York. Congratulations.
Hello,
on Stephanie. Your move. Hi.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. And what has been going on with you, Stephanie?
Well, we were getting ready for something fun, but then we had actually, all right, wait, let me back up. I had a couple of nights last week where I woke up very early or couldn't sleep, and I was a little worried because that usually means something bad is going to happen. And then we were on the way back to the city after visiting with Chris's mom in Long Island on Sunday, and got a call from some neighbors upstate. Chris inherited a house there decades ago. And they said that they saw someone trying to break in like the middle of the day, a teenager. And then they went to him, they yelled at them and they ran away, and then they went and saw a movie. And then Chris was on his way up there to put some cameras in. And during the course of this Barbie movie, they came back and broke in and did some damage. So it's been, you know, like a very kind of traumatizing experience for him and also the neighbors, and just sort of upsetting. The house did need a ton of work. It has for a long time. So now I guess he's starting to like take care of it, but I don't know. And I've been trying to just have the perspective of, you know, out of this, something good will come, and, you know, that this maybe will somehow is, I'm trying to like hold a place of gratitude for it, but it's just been kind of scary and upsetting. And I don't know. Yeah. And the neighbors think that the house is maybe targeted because it needs so much work, which is like money that we don't have right now. So I was just wondering what the posse had to say, I guess, and what kind of advice, and if, yeah, I guess I'll stop there.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Stephanie. That would be very disturbing, anything like that. Even if you do take the high road and you think that everything happens for our highest good, I'm just tuning in. The posse and I, of angels and I, are tuning into the house, and they're saying yes, the house has, because of the repairs that are needed. You know, anything that is structurally, you know, not up to, you know, I'm not saying it has to be brand new or anything like that. The house feels in some way neglected. Not like it's gone to pot or anything like that, but it does have negative energies and dark energies in it and around it, and it's saying yes. If you could, have you done house clearings before, Stephanie?
A long time ago. Oh,
okay. All right.
The thing that was sort of interesting is teenagers broke in and, you know, they graffitied stuff, but the graffiti that they made were actually happy faces on the Ghostbuster sign. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
That is interesting, but graffiti is graffiti. So what they want you to do is, and to those people that don't know, Stephanie is a Reiki practitioner, and you can do house clearings with your Reiki symbols. So They want you to go, and they want you to use your Reiki symbols. And what other things that you do? I mean, sometimes I use a Tibetan bowl. Sometimes I use oil and, you know, sort of bless the house and things like that. But they want you to do a full clearing on it. Now, if you don't have the money to put into the house, I mean, is the inside of the house clean and uncluttered?
No.
Okay. The dark, this is for everyone out there. It's just not a feng shui thing. It's something that is not to be taken lightly. The dark loves to live in clutter. They love to live, and I'm just getting shivers all over. I've done a number of house clearings, especially when I was in Australia, and you could feel the dark seething as I came in with the angelic light, and they just can't live in a space that has been cleared up and cleansed and cleared and brought in the light of God has been brought in. So one of the things they want you to do before you do the clearing is to clear up the clutter. Clear up the clutter, sweep, disinfect. And while you do this, play beautiful music, high vibrational music, to bring up the energies, and then do Reiki on it. Because a house which has vibrant light in it and a house that feels, because everything is energy, this house needs to feel. You know, not like you're going to put thousands and thousands of dollars into it, but it needs to feel like it is loved and tended. And that's what they want you to do. Let me go to the cards and see what comes out, Ms. Bethany. So if you do that, and bring in the light, and then when you're away from the house, even if you spend 10 or 15 minutes every day, do your distant healing symbol. You are at least a Reiki 2 practitioner? Okay, all right. They want you to use the distance heal and send that distant healing symbol to the house each day, like you would do a self-treat on yourself, that kind of thing. To increase the vibrational frequency, and that should create a ring of white light around it, so that it's basically hidden from anybody who wants to do any abuse, and they'll go to the next house. You know, if the light is so bright, then it's like it disappears. It like rises to the fifth dimension and above, and then the dark just can't perceive it anymore if it's done right and the vibrational frequency is high enough. So let's go to the cards, see what comes out.
For the house clearing, just send Reiki to it, or is it,
well, they want you to go, is it possible for you to go
after
there?
The cleaning and stuff. Well, we're supposed to leave town in a couple of days for like 3 weeks, but yeah.
Okay, so they want, all they're saying is whatever way you work it out, they want you to go there and clean it up before you do the Reiki on it. The first card that's coming out for you is the World card. This is an ending of something, and to be able to, you know, the ending of those dark energies, to bring up the house and for the house to feel like it is being loved. The next card is the Four of Wands. That's the house card. That's funny that that's the house card. But, you know, this is the card of success, success in bringing up the light. And the next card that comes out for you is the Four of Cups. I call this the hidden blessing card. So once you do this, the house will feel like it's been blessed, and those are the energies that it will hold inside. So I hope that's all been helpful for you, Stephanie.
Yeah, thank you. Chris had mentioned he started doing some painting on the exterior because there's a lot of exposed wood. That some of it had sort of crumbled by windows, and I guess I've been worried that either that the house or the foundation or there's like just damage that's beyond us fixing, and I don't know if that's an unnecessary worry or not, or if
well, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Worry about clearing up that clutter inside.
Okay.
Worry about really making that house feel like it's loved and it's cared for. And very much like the way people respond when we really love them and care them. So care for them. So I'm sending you lots of love. Take care, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Isn't that interesting that the Posse of Angels mentioned about the house needing and wanting to be loved? I mean, you know, you can give somebody charity and you could give somebody, but there's nothing that makes a person feel better like you have invested your time in really considering, valuing, and caring for them. You know, I love that Maya Angelou quote that says, you know, a person will forget everything else, what you say, forget what you do, but they will never, ever forget how you make them feel. Let's go to our next caller, 610. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. Tell everyone your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Claire Candy and Regina from Philadelphia. Now we're closer than ever, you and I and Pete. Congratulations on your move.
The three amigos.
yes, this is lovely. Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's been a long time prayed for thing, and the stars aligned, and I guess at the end of the day, we just said, not F it, but let's just do this, because Spirit has been after us for a long, I know that's not very angelic, but, you know, after a long time, let's just do this, roll the dice, and knowing that Spirit has our back, our front, and every which way. And it will all work out. So I'm surprised nobody's asked me where I am.
Well, I was going to, but I didn't know if you wanted to keep that somewhat private, you know. But where are you?
We are in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida. And
lovely.
It is just heavenly here. When people think about Florida, they think about the very glitzy and touristy Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Boca Raton, you know, on the East Coast, which is very touristed and, you know, sort of lots of activity and everything. And the Gulf side, which we are in, which is like Tampa, St. Pete's, Saratoga,
yeah.
Naples, all that Gulf side, it might as well be in a different state, Florida. I mean, to the East Coast. And it actually takes about 4.5 hours to go west from the East Coast of Florida to where we are here. And it's quiet and it's lovely. And, you know, it's like living heaven on earth. It's just beautiful. So, and we've only been here since August 1st.
Yeah, just a few days. I love that. Well, I did know intuitively that when you said East Coast that you moved to, that you were definitely on the coastline of the ocean. Like, there was just not a chance that you were moving from the Pacific Ocean and staying, like, far inland, like, in the, like, Harrisburg, in the middle of Pennsylvania. Like, no, I knew you guys were on near the water. I knew that's your calling.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that is our calling. That is our calling. So,
yeah.
I
love that.
I remember, you know, sort of writing out decrees saying, thank you for our new beautiful place, you know, near the water. And if anybody out there has not written decrees before, I wrote my first decree 6 months before I manifested my lovely husband Pete to myself. I am a true believer in writing decrees, sacred pacts to God. And I just kept on saying over and over again, you know, it's light, it's bright, it's airy, it's new. And that's what I manifested to myself. And it's about 15 minutes it's about 13 minutes from Tampa Bay. And it's about 15 minutes from the Gulf. So nice.
Wow. Well, I have to tell you and thank you for teaching that to all of us, writing a decree and sharing, you know, your personal life with meeting your Prince Charming, your king, Pete, because
yep.
as a life coach, I, you know, working with you and then working with my clients, I share with one of my clients to do just that. And she, I met with her this past Monday and she shared with me, she said, Regina, that decree you had me do and put under my pillow with the, you know, with the rose quartz and whatever other crystals she felt pulled to, she's like, mm-hmm. everything came true. I have the man of my dreams. Hi, Regina. And I was like, oh my God, this is work. Yeah. Yeah. So,
well,
it's so lovely.
It does work. It does work.
It
you know,
sure
and,
does.
And you just have to, I know it's the belief. It reminds me that movie. It reminds me of the movie Dumbo, you know, where the birds give him the feather and the crows give him the feather, I think, and they tell him that he can fly. And he believes he can fly. And so when he puts his ears out, he flies. It was never about the feather, but it's that belief. It's that belief in that
right.
we are unlimited, infinite potential.
Yeah.
And that we can do
yeah.
and have anything that we want and desire. And once you get beyond that, then you start living heaven on earth and the world becomes your treasure map. And it's just unbelievable what you can have at your fingertips. You become the magician in tarot. That's what you become.
Yeah. Wow. I love that. And there's no, you know, I was going to say ironically, but there is no irony. Like everything is so incoherent, so symbiotic. What you just said, just those last few sentences, I just came off of teaching a yoga class here where I work in outside of Philadelphia. Literally, mm-hmm. I called in right when the class ended. And I used words like treasure mat, infinite potential. You know, it's the belief that you have that, you know, you can have, be, do anything you desire, you know, and you have to be in alignment with it. And, you know, when you're overly questioning, your vibration becomes lower. And then but that knowingness, when you're back in alignment, your vibration is so much higher. And then it's just what you just said. It's just the belief, and it's just wonderful. And go ahead.
I was going to say, we have been programmed, and Pete brought this to my attention the other day, my husband Pete. He said, we have been programmed to, when somebody calls, it's like, you know, maybe from the bank or somebody calls from, you know, from somewhere. And if it's our first reaction, if we've been programmed to believe that bad things are going to happen, we go, oh, my gosh, you know, when we see their number come up. And, the bank could call up and say, hey, we made a mistake, you know, here's $10,000 we're putting back into your bank account. I mean, that is the programming, and we have to get beyond that to say, good things are happening for me. It's for my highest good, even if I can't figure it out. And no matter what, I can do, be, and have whatever it is. And if it's not happening for you, I'm not talking about the exact specific way it's happening. I'm speaking about, you know, if things aren't manifesting for you, then there is something within you still that needs to be addressed. Something.
Right.
Something still. And this is difficult for spiritual teachers because they teach a very good teach. But to turn the mirror back on themselves and say, why? Why is this appearing in my reality? You know, and to take accountability for this is it takes a lot of guts and it takes a lot of reflection and looking back on ourselves. And that's the only way that something can change.
Right. And it's exactly... like, this is all, like, leading right to, you know, my call-in today, because as a spiritual teacher, I can talk the talk really well and walk it well also. But then those you just had mentioned, when I get triggered, that's showing, it's really a gift. However, my ego at that moment doesn't see it as a gift just yet, but it really is a gift in disguise, because it's showing me and bringing up that right then and there, there's something for me to learn and grow from mm-hmm. at that moment. And it's so much easier said than done with anything, even as we teach it to our clients and to friends and so forth. But my experience has just come up. I had shared with you some women that I work with and, facilitate some retreats with. And we talked about, you and I in the past, and the posse have talked about, like, that's fine, Regina, but you're also going to do some things on your own, which I've been researching and coming up with some places and just haven't locked one down yet. But I had a meeting with those other girls yesterday, which, by the way, like, I feel like it might be an egotistical thing to say. Like, I've helped lift them up to the level we're all at, but even though we've all helped mm-hmm. one another. However, the tables are turning a little bit, and, you know, we went into this together, and no, it's not my company, but the one woman said to me on the phone, because there's a couple retreats in play, she couldn't even look at me in the camera because we were on Zoom, which I intuitively knew that she was being mm-hmm. inauthentic. But she said, you know, Regina, you're just a facilitator. Like, you don't have say in how we're structuring the retreats and so forth like that. Well, I was really thrown back because I don't need to go into detail about that. I was really thrown back mm-hmm. and set off, put off. And it took a lot for me. It took a lot for me to reel in my ego, to not unmute myself and to be like, wait a minute, I'm just a facilitator? Like, all those people that came to the first retreat, the majority of them were people that were on the yoga mat with me for the last 20 years, the 15 years. And it just, and I was like, what's that tit for tat going to do, Regina? That's playing too small. So I did not. I listened to my higher consciousness. But I guess I'm just looking for a little bit of guidance from the posse. You know, I don't know whether to bow out gracefully. I am committed to two right now. I was committed to three of them, but she told me, the one that's happening in March of 2024, that I'm just a facilitator, and that one I'm not teaching at. So, I was thrown back, but it gave me space to do my own thing. But I'm just wondering a little bit of guidance and just something from the posse, I guess.
Definitely. What they're giving me is the door is closing. I mean, for somebody to say to you, who brought so many of those longtime people who you invested in, and now they love you. They love you. They respect you. They honor you because you do walk the walk, Regina. And for somebody to say you are just anything, fill in the blank, shows such dishonor. It just shows dishonor. Yeah. And the posse of angels are saying the door is closing on those people who cannot go with you into your heaven on earth. Because in your heaven on earth, there would not be anyone who looks at you as anything less than divine and says, you are just, you're just a facilitator.
Right.
That doesn't feel loving. That doesn't feel considerate
at all.
Valuing somebody.
I agree. So I'm trying not to go for my ego, which is why I wanted to call in to get and to hear it that way, I guess, even though I know that mm-hmm. intuitively. I said that to myself, that, wow, this is actually a gift. And Regina, you no longer need, because I was a little nervous. I was, because I am authentic. I was a little nervous to share with them, hey, I want mm-hmm. you guys to know I'm in this. I'm all in with you guys. But just so you know, as I shared with you from the beginning, I'm going to also do some retreats on my own. I don't even need to fight for my limitations or my experiences anymore. I just have to walk my walk. That's what I need to do.
Okay. The first card, that's coming out for you, when you realize this, that you're severing ties, is the Ace of Swords. The Ace of Swords is a breakthrough card. Some of you are cutting through these relationships to bring in the second one, which is a new phase of your life, which is the Judgment. It's a new path that you're going to be walking on. And what comes in as a result of that is the Soul Tribe card, is the Three of Cups. I mean, this is the celebration of the new Soul Tribe coming in. But that cannot happen if those old, you know, those old people that do not honor, not old people, but those people that don't, are not invested in us. And in order to reflect what is in the fifth dimension and higher is, I see you, but you are me. You are me. I am looking at you through the eyes of God. I see you as divine. It doesn't matter if you're on the street, you know, it doesn't matter if you're in a mansion. It doesn't matter what you've been through. Underneath everything, I see your divinity. And nobody would use the word just in front of that. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Thank you. It's been so helpful. And I know you started out that with, you know, before you pulled the first card, Ace of Swords, you said, when I realized this, I woke up today in such clarity. I realized it today because I had to slow down the momentum from my anger from yesterday. So yes, I realized it. I'm with you. I'm with you and the posse on this.
All right. Well, we're sending so many hugs and lots of love on the same coast now.
I know. I love you so much, and so much love to Pete and you, and I can't wait to meet up with you soon, and thank you for everything.
Okay. Take care, sweetheart. Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We've got 630. You're on the line with Claire Candy Huff. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Dion. We don't know
where
we are.
Hi, lovely.
Cupid's here, too.
Hi, Cupid. I know Cupid was sick. And for those that may not know, Cupid is a little Yorkshire Terrier, and I love Yorkies. And how is he doing? I know he was not well for a while.
No. Well, he's okay today. He ate my chicken off my salad. I didn't give him a lot, though, because I'm trying to keep him, like, Cupid. He's just been a handful today. Trying to keep him from, like, throwing up and stuff, but it's just because we're not settled yet, you know? But, so I don't really want to say where I'm at because I don't want to jinx it.
Okay,
but I'm actually going to, it's been a lot. I mean, I'm going to drop off a application for an apartment right now. And, I just want to know if it's going to be this place or when we're going to be able to settle, because I've had the rug pulled out from underneath me twice already. And I'm doing my best to find, like, the humor in the screwed upness of it all, but it's starting to really take a toll on my energy.
It is. We can feel that your energy is somewhat diminished. And the first thing that the Posse of Angels wants you to know, and everyone out there, never say that you are H-O-M-E less. Never mention those words. Say that you are home more. Say that you are home full. Say that I am settled. I am where I'm meant to be in every moment, and I live in. And then tell the universe what you want to live in and make it now. And that's what I did for the last years. I live in a beautiful, comfortable home near the ocean. I close my eyes. I smell the sea. I picture myself walking hand in hand with Pete. I do not accept anything less. I'm just getting shivers all over. And this is telling the universe it is part of my reality now. How it comes in, that is the providence of God, Source Creator, and the angels. But I believe it with every fiber, and I let go. I let go, and then I allow the angels to send me signs in the miraculous, the bizarre, and the serendipitous way that this has to come in. So say thank you. Thank you for my place that I will be living in. And then you tell the universe, it is light, it is bright, it is airy. My neighbors are wonderful. They're accommodating. Every morning I say, thank you, God, for sending me helpful people and sending me people that I can help. And let my eyes be open in this present moment to see that. Because if we're not expecting it, if we don't really believe that, then helpful people could pass us by. And they have, you know, it's a symbiotic dance that we're doing with the universe. And to be a part of it is like being a little kid in wonder and enchantment. And it is a treasure map that keeps unfolding for us. So I'm asking about this application that you put in and whether it's going to be accepted. And the posse of angels are saying yes.
Oh, really?
They're saying that the posse of angels are saying that it will be accepted. They're saying that you have been through the mill. This trip that you've been on has been a warrior's trip. It has taught you a tremendous amount about yourself. Your character was very strong before that, but it was even stronger as a result of you going on this journey, they're saying. But when I ask them about this particular application that you're speaking of and whether it will go through, they're saying yes. Now, all you need to do, Dion, is saying thank you for my new place. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you for my new place.
It is light, and really believe it in your heart. Don't just parrot the words. Feel. It's about feeling in the fifth dimension and above. Feel yourself waking up in a lovely, clean, nice place for you and Cupid to not only survive but to thrive in, with wonderful, helpful people around you, a nice neighborhood, whatever it is, maybe even some job possibilities there. It's saying your wish is our command, but you have to believe it and lift up your vibrational frequency to feel so grateful and so appreciative and so blessed. When you do this, your first card that is coming out for you is the Six of Pentacles. This is the giving and the receiving card. Give thanks and praise and praise and praise. Praise for this. You may not have understood what this journey over the last, I don't know how many weeks, 6 weeks, 2 months, or what it was for you. And you may not really understand it until you stand before the etheric council, you know, when you cross over. But it was there for your highest good, it's going to really it changed you in enormous ways. So it's kind of like a breakthrough for you to have a new beginning. Your next card is the Fool, which is you're stepping on a whole new path, and they want you to bring the little child inside of you alive again, the little child inside of you that has been a little bit feeling like abused and not heard of, is coming out in the Six of Cups. This is the card of children. So take time to really have fun and play and bring your vibrational frequency up, sweetheart. And then you will see the fulfillment of your desires. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm just passing a street called Yorkshire Street. When I was just at the grocery store because I had to get a money order for this application, and this lady walks up to me and she goes, you know, I almost got fired from this job, and I didn't, I mean, she just starts talking to me, okay, and I'm like, okay, and she goes, and I called up to Jesus, and look it, and she showed me a picture on her phone, I kid you not, it was him holding children. Right, she said right after she said that, she spoke back to her, and it was him. And I was like, oh, my God, why is she telling me this? You know, and I'm like, Jesus, Cupid and I really need this place, like, today. And so thank you. I really appreciate you.
All right. I love you so much, Dion. Give yourself and Cupid big hugs from us.
Okay. Love you, too. Congratulations on your new place.
Thank you, sweetheart. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We have 773. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Oh, hi, Candy. My name is Teresa, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hello, Teresa from Chicago. What is your question today?
You know, really, I'm going to let the Lord decide on what I should know, because I would be on the phone till you go home and have dinner. So I'm just going to let the Lord do that.
Okay, let's see. Okay, first of all, Teresa, buckle up, because the posse of angels are saying you do not know how powerful you are. You do not know, and you don't give yourself enough credit. Do you put yourself out there to be a motivational speaker or an inspiration to others?
Well, my mother says I don't have friends, I have clients. Everybody I meet seems like it's like I'm helping them. And it's like,
okay,
so you're right. Okay. I guess that's the way. I don't know.
Okay. So that's what they're saying. You need to open yourself up and allow yourself to receive. Okay? You are giving to so many people, and they want you to open yourself up, make yourself vulnerable to be able to receive, and allow people to give to you, because the gift is in the giving, as you know. We feel great when we give, but nobody wants to open themselves up to, you know, to have to receive. And they want you to know to make yourself vulnerable and to receive. So they're saying you've given 100 lifetimes to others, and they really do want you to open up to receive. Let me see what the cards come out. We have 222 left, 2 minutes and 22 seconds. I love the repeating numbers. The first card that's coming out for you, oh, this is lovely and so soft. This is the abundance card, the highest abundance card in the deck, which is the Empress. The Empress is pregnant with possibilities. She's soft. She's yielding. She's a lovely energy. And the next card for you is the Star. They want you to be the star in your firmament and open to receive. And the next card for you is the High Priestess, which is the all-knowing, intuitive, receptive goddess. And they want you to recognize yourself as this beautiful goddess. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh yes, Candy. That's good to hear.
Okay. Well, you go off and you give yourself credit for giving a lifetime of help to others and open to receive, because the angels want to bring in those blessings, and they can only do it when we open to receive. So you have an absolutely heavenly day, and God bless you.
Can I ask, say one thing? Is it anybody around me, a man or something, that likes me or cares for me and they
have we'll have to leave that for another time, because I only have about 45 more seconds.
Okay,
so do call in next week.
You said enough, though. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Candy.
Bye-bye. And that wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. And do remember that Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio will air next week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go out, everyone, and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. I'm wishing you love and, as always, angel blessings. And if you want to book any of my services, please go to angelhealinghouse.com. So wishing you love and angel blessings. Take care, everyone. Bye.